really is a pleasant practice to take time to meditate on a psalm, one psalm each month, so that we can sing with knowledge about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Psalm 118 is especially tuned towards Jesus Christ because it is a psalm that is part of the songs of ascent that were sung during the preparation and celebration of the Passover. So as I read this, I want you to be listening for and thinking about the Passover feast, and then remember how that points forward to Jesus Christ, the perfect sacrifice of God. Listen as I read Psalm 118. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. Let Israel now say, His mercy endures forever. Let the house of Aaron now say, His mercy endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord now say, His mercy endures forever. I called on the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a broad place. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. All nations surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surrounded me. Yes, they surrounded me, but in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. They surrounded me like bees. They were quenched like a fire from thorns. For in the name of the Lord I will destroy them. You pushed me violently that I might fall, but the Lord helped me. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tents of the righteous, and the right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but He has not given me over to death. Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go through them, and I will praise the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous shall enter. I will praise You, for You have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I pray, O Lord. O Lord, I pray, send now prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you from the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, and He has given us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords to the horns of the altar. You are my God, and I will praise you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good, for His mercy endures forever. I hope you could hear some of the echoes of the Passover as I read through this psalm. You could hear some of the calling out to one another in verses 1 through 4, as you might imagine the people going up to Jerusalem, and they see friends and they say, let the house of Aaron say, His mercy endures forever. And the people of God are rejoicing as they come together in Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. You might hear it as well in verses 19 and 20 with the request to open the gates of righteousness. They're coming to the corporate worship of the Lord and they're asking that God would receive them as they come into His presence and receive them as righteous. Then verse 27 describes the sacrifice being bound to the altar. The Passover lamb that was prepared was then bound and sacrificed before the Lord. And the psalmist says, You are my God, I will praise you. You are my God, I will exalt you. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His mercy endures forever. Throughout the psalm, then, there are aspects that we can see pointing forward to Jesus Christ. That sacrifice that is the Passover is the controlling theme, but there are also different things that were first written about David, but can also be seen indicating Jesus Christ. And let me just call your attention to several of those. Look at verses 5 through 9. The psalm describes David crying out to God in his trouble and coming to confess that it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. Think about how this points forward to Jesus, one who is led like a lamb to a lamb to the slaughter. Here he was, the second person of the Trinity. He could have called on an army of angels to deliver him. He could have directed even the princes and kings of the earth to bow before him, but he did not. He submitted to the will of the Father, and he trusted in him. Verses 10 through 14, the psalm describes the many troubles that David faced from his enemies, but the confidence that he would have victory over them. So too, Jesus was surrounded by his enemies. He came to his own people, and his own people did not receive him. He was a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. He humbled himself even to the point of death on the cross. And in doing so, by this act of obedience, Jesus won a great victory, the greatest victory of all, over the enemy Satan and death. Verses 15 through 18, David confessed that the Lord had corrected him, but had also forgiven him. He had not condemned him to death, even though his sins were worthy of death. He had committed adultery and conspired murder, sins that deserved the death penalty. And yet God had pardoned his sin. He forgave him and comforted him. In this case, Jesus is different than David. Jesus did no sin. He was perfect in his righteousness. And yet, this perfect Lamb of God took on himself our sin. He became the sin bearer. But then, as verse 17 says, there's a prophecy of his resurrection. It says, "I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord has chastened me severely, but has not given me over to death." I can't help but think of Jesus singing this psalm, maybe in the upper room with the disciples as they celebrated the Passover, or maybe as they went out from there to the Garden of Gethsemane. The Gospels say that they went singing a hymn of praise to God, and it's thought that Jesus was singing this psalm. Imagine Jesus singing, "I shall not die, but live and tell Jehovah's power to save." He knew that he would face death, yes, that he would face the curse of God as he hung on the cross. And yet he knew that he would be delivered from that. It's a dramatic part of the psalm that is really captured by Jesus Christ. In verses 19 through 21, David entered the tabernacle, the earthly temple. But Jesus enters the heavenly court to stand before the Father and to become our great high priest. He's the one who makes you righteous. And so you can enter into heaven itself and to the significance of heaven in our worship service, where we meet with God himself. In verses 22 through 24, David speaks of his being rejected by Saul. And so too we know that Jesus was despised by men, falsely accused, tried by the leaders, tortured, and hung on the cross as a criminal. But in that act of obedience, he did indeed secure salvation for all of God's people. So much so that God has highly exalted him and given him a name that is above every name. And finally, verses 25 through 29, David prayed for salvation. For David, he came and he offered a lamb. But Jesus comes and offers himself. He accomplished salvation as that perfect sacrifice. And while David looked forward to the Messiah, Jesus came and proclaimed that he is the Messiah. In fact, the people that were gathered in Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover, quote, this psalm, when they praised Jesus in the streets and they laid down their cloaks and the palm fronds before him, and they said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. That's Psalm 118. Speaking of David's hope of the coming Messiah. And they were saying, the Messiah is here. Blessed is he. Blessed is Jesus, the Messiah. And Jesus accepted that praise. He did not deflect it or point it to anyone else. In fact, when the Pharisees said, make them be quiet, Jesus said, no. Even if you could, the stones themselves would shout the praise of God for the coming of the Messiah. Psalm 118 is about Jesus, about the Passover lamb, about the Messiah, about your Redeemer, your salvation, that you are made righteous in his sight through Jesus. Let's use this psalm to praise the Lord. Let's turn to Psalm 118. Throughout the rest of the morning, we're going to sing it in its entirety. The first selection we'll sing is Psalm 118b.